From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, South Korea records new highs for daily COVID-19 deaths and critical cases. The main opposition People Power Party campaigns in Busan after mending an internal rift, while the ruling party candidate spends his weekend in North Jeolla province. And Seoul's foreign ministry plans to open an economic security center to tackle global supply chain issues. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Jim Bully. South Korea has set new highs in daily COVID-19 deaths and critical cases. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said Saturday that 70 fatalities were confirmed in the past 24 hours, the largest since the start of the pandemic. 67 of them, or more than 95%, were 60 and older. The accumulated death toll stands at 3,809, with the fatality rate at 0.81%. The number of critical cases has also reached a fresh high of 752, up 16 from the previous day, which was also a new record. 83% of all critical patients are seniors in their 60s and above. 5,352 new infections were also reported Friday, including 25 from overseas. On the vaccination front, 80.4% of the population, or 91.7% of adults, have been double-jabbed. The first dose vaccination rate is 83% of the population and 93.6% of adults. Also, some 3.85 million people have received boosters. Prime Minister Kim Boo-gyum visited a hospital in Seoul's Eunpyeong district Saturday morning to observe the administration of COVID-19 booster shots for seniors. At Cheonggu Sungshim Hospital, Kim said vaccines are still the best defense against coronavirus. He stressed that in order to continue a transition to normal life, a third dose is no longer an additional jab, but part of the full vaccination regimen. Kim, who received his booster on Friday, said he felt the third was easier to endure than the first two. He also thanked the medical staff for their continued dedicated efforts. The World Health Organization says it has not yet seen any reports of deaths related to the new Omicron variant. According to AFP News Agency, WHA spokesman Christian Lindmeier also told reporters in Geneva Friday that Omicron may be on the rise and it may come to a point where it takes over as the dominant variant, but at this point, the very dominant variant remains Delta. WHO's chief scientist Soumya Swaminathan also said Friday that although it's early, Omicron appears to be very transmissible, citing reports of a very rapid increase of a number of cases in South Africa. But she said people should not panic, as the world is much better prepared to handle it given the development of vaccines. The World Health Body's Emergencies Director Mike Ryan said there was no evidence yet to support a change in vaccines to tailor them to the Omicron variant. He said the world has highly effective vaccines that are working, and the focus is on equitable distribution and getting people who are most at risk vaccinated. The leadership of the main opposition People Power Party held an election committee meeting at the party's Busan branch in the southern port city on Saturday morning. Party chairman Lee Jun-suk and PPP presidential candidate Yoon Suk-yeol appear to have mended their rift following internal turmoil over the campaign committee launch. In their first joint move, Yoon said that with 90 days left to the election, he will run a party-centered campaign to achieve a successful transfer of power. Lee also said the two agreed to prioritize their election strategy around increasing communication with the younger generation. The two and other leaders then visited Busan North Port and met with locals in a show of party unity. Busan-based PPP lawmakers, including chief policymaker Kim Do-up, were also present. Lee and Yoon met in Ulsan on Friday evening and agreed to communicate better with each other and share all key information related to the election. The party's former interim chief, Kim Chung-in, has also agreed to take the helm of the election committee. The ruling Democratic Party presidential candidate, Lee Jae-myung, is campaigning in North Jeolla province for a second day. Lee has already visited a public market in Kunsan and is scheduled to move on to Kimjae and Namwon later on Saturday. Last weekend, he canvassed in South Jeolla province. In North Jolla, Lee has appealed to local sentiment, arguing the region is being discriminated against and balanced national development is necessary. He also targeted his rival, Yoon Suk-yeol, of the main opposition People Power Party, by criticizing the prosecution's tyrannical power. Yoon was prosecutor general before he entered politics. On Sunday, Lee will visit Cheongup and Wanju and wrap his three-day North Jolla tour. Meanwhile, the ruling DP blasted the PPP over its interim chief Kim Chong-in's decision to serve as campaign chief, calling the PPP's election committee outdated and poorly put together. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs will operate a centre on economic security to better respond to global supply chain issues. An official said Friday the ministry's 2022 budget, approved in Parliament, includes 2.5 billion won for establishing the centre. Personnel recruitment will begin next year, and the centre is expected to open as early as February or March. 10 experts will serve at the Foreign Ministry, while others will be stationed at overseas missions. The official said the centre will assist a related task force the ministry launched last month and will aim to establish a system for the early detection, analysis and management of economy, technology and security-related issues. The centre will prevent and ease external supply chain risks to the Korean economy and support overseas business activities of major firms and, in this process, also expand cooperation with like-minded countries sharing similar positions. The US Treasury Department is keeping South Korea on its list of countries to be monitored for currency practices. According to Reuters, in a semi-annual report to Congress on Friday, the Treasury named 11 other countries, including China and Japan, on the monitoring list. Germany, Ireland, Italy, India, Malaysia, Singapore, Thailand, Mexico, and Switzerland complete the list. All but Switzerland were on the list in a previous April report, which was the first under the Biden administration. Under the Trade Facilitation and Enforcement Act of 2015, the US places countries that meet two out of three criteria on the monitoring list. The three criteria, which have been recently revised, include a bilateral trade surplus of over $15 billion in the past year, a current account surplus of more than 3% of gross domestic product, and persistent, one-sided intervention in the foreign currency market in at least 8 out of 12 months, with net purchases of over 2% of GDP in the past year. South Korea meets the first two conditions and has remained on the list since 2016, with one exception in the first half of 2019. And K-pop girl group aespa will appear on the Nick Cannon Show on Fox TV on December 9th. SM Entertainment, the band's agency, announced Saturday that aespa will be the first K-pop act to appear on the US talk show. The show is hosted by Nick Cannon, a presenter for popular TV programs such as The Masked Singer and America's Got Talent. aespa will perform Savage, the lead single on their latest EP. The performance was recorded when the four-piece group visited New York City to join the 2021 Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade late last month. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. I'm Jim Bulley. You can also catch our news from our website at world.kbs.co.kr.
KBS World Radio.